Wait a minute. I see a guy dancing with another girl. Yes, you know why he's with that leggy blonde? I'll tell you why. There's a lot of reasons. One of them come to mind? She's fuckable. And you're sitting here with a vampire, with a mustache, and a 2-inch penis.
Good midnight to you. You are here at the invitation of the Young America Mystic Cult of Horror.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the deathless eyes.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Oh, hello. Hello. Sorry. Hi. Hey, Movies About Girls fans. It's your old pal, Kent Shelton. And I have been asked by the authorities at MAG to provide you with this emergency transmission on All Hallows Eve. On the night when the dead rise from the grave and dance among the living, on the night when we celebrate our pagan ancestry and offer candy to the demons that approach our doorsteps in order to assuage them and make them go away. Halloween, the day when all the girls get to dress like trashy hookers but not lose face on the next morning. Oh, Halloween, the day when all good serial killers return to their hometown to murder babysitters. Yes, Halloween, everybody's favorite holiday. I'm here in the Mile High City. I have secured my infant daughter and my girlfriend in a safe house, and I'm not going to tell you the address of that place, no matter how much you torture me. I don't care if you put me in one of those saw contraption rooms and give me some sort of weird moral test to decide if I'll saw off my own foot or tell you where my wife and child are. I think I'm going to do okay. They are safe and sound, and I am where you cannot reach me. I am deep, deep beneath the Kent Shelton complex. In my panic jacuzzi, my subterranean treehouse, far beneath my home, my zombie-proof bunker, where I did my first boob reports from here in Denver, Colorado. I have a cat here with me, as you can probably hear, a black cat, because black cats are the only things that will keep both ghouls and witches away. And here I am, bringing you the news on this All Hallows Eve. I don't know exactly why I'm here beneath my home on Halloween, other than I'm pretty sure that there's zombies up above me, and I want no part of it. There's either zombies, ghouls, or children who are trying to take my precious candy, which I do not plan to share with anyone. So here I am. The people at MAG, Ken and Stacy, were kind enough to send out from Cambridge, Massachusetts, a shortwave radio, and I'm going to try through the course of the evening to get a hold of some of the MAG correspondents that you know and love. I mean, come on, let's admit it. You know them and love them more than you know me. I'm the smartass who just kind of occasionally chimes in and derails the whole show. That's me, Kent Shelton, the voice of Denver. So from here in my panic jacuzzi, I will reach out to the MAG Nation and make sure that everybody's okay. Make sure that everybody is not being eaten by zombies or attacked by the cannibal gangs that are roving all over our planet at the moment. It's All Hallows Eve. It's the night when the dead come back. That's my theory anyway. And it could be Devil's Night. You know, in Detroit, they just burn the whole city down. Every year on Halloween, they just burn what's left of the city down. And there's not much left of the city. They're just burning it down. It's considered it's like in some towns, hey, the first sunny day of the year, we all go to the park and play hacky sack. In Detroit, they're like, hey, end of October, let's burn what's left of our city to the ground and feast upon each other's bones and flesh. I'm sorry. Anybody who's listening in Detroit, your city was something else mid-century. And in about 2 or 3 years, we're going to go put a big marble slab there to commemorate where Detroit used to be. All right, well, I'm going to try to tune somebody in on the shortwave here before I start sharing Halloween memories and... Oh, and there's going to be terrible music tonight, by the way. You know, usually if you listen to the MAG, if you listen to movies about girls, you get to hear some good music. Tonight, if you're listening to movies about ghouls, you're going to hear some of the worst Halloween music ever. And I mean, worse than the typical Halloween music, because that usually sucks. But I'm doing a little hits from hell with no gong tonight. A little Halloween musical hell for you. But let's fiddle with the shortwave and see if I can find a MAG correspondent out there. Ooh, come in, Tokyo. Come in, Tokyo. Let's see. Ooh, what are kilohertz and what are megahertz? I've never learned to work a radio. Make contact.
Hello, hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is that? Is this? Oh my God, that sounds like Bo Dooley. Bo Dooley?
Yes, yes.
Are you receiving me?
Yes, but it's very uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm contacting you from my zombie-proof panic jacuzzi deep beneath my house here in Denver, Colorado. Happy Halloween to you, sir.
Ah, and you too, sir.
And how are things in the Deep South?
Well, I'm not in the Deep South right now, but here in Washington, we do have a Pontypool-type situation, a lot of undead roaming about.
Oh, no Devil's Night, though, right?
No burning. We've
still contained that to the city that was formerly known as Detroit.
Right.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you. Happy Halloween. How are you on this All Hallows Eve?
I'm good. I actually have to get ready for work, unfortunately. So it truly is a disturbing night.
Are you planning to hand out candies to the kiddies this evening?
No, I'll be handing out fentanyl and Dilaudid and whatnot to sick people.
That's almost as good as treats, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man, what I would give for a sack full of Percodan on a on an All Hallows Eve. Bo Dooley, tell me what's your favorite Halloween memory? Did you grow up celebrating Halloween?
Well, this is usually the part where I tell you not to worry about it. However,
that's right. I know that you come from a family of. Refresh my memory. They're not Christian Scientists. They're Seventh-day Adventists. What is it?
They're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
Yeah. And they don't much care for the holidays.
No, they don't. They consider all of them pagan.
And probably the most pagan of them all, they consider the most pagan.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is, it's just unabashedly pagan. It's a... Yeah, we really can't even explain it to our kids how pagan this Halloween thing is. It's a, yeah, there's no pretty bunny or anything you can use to say, like, yeah, but this is also a time to go to church. No, this is just a time to celebrate Samhain and all of his horrible glory. So do you, you avoided all of this entirely as a child?
Well, yeah, pretty much. Of course, I was exposed to Halloween, but I've never been trick-or-treating. I never, as a child, I never costumed myself for Halloween or anything like that.
How old were you the first time you got to actually wear a costume and participate in All Hallows Eve? Or is that still going to happen?
Well, I mean, I left the Witnesses before I ever dressed up for Halloween. The first time I dressed up for Halloween was with my wife. I believe I was 27 or 28.
And now for our fans out there, now you're in the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program, is that right? You've been...
You know what? It's absolutely the other way around. They're afraid of me. I'm not afraid of them.
So they all moved to another state and changed their names.
Well...
And you're just roaming free in a pirate costume celebrating birthdays.
Well, here's the deal. I'll go down there and visit them, but they won't visit me. I feel free to eat with them, but they won't eat with me, so we'll leave it at that.
I see.
Okay.
I know you started late in this whole conundrum, but do you have a favorite Halloween memory or a favorite Halloween movie to sit down and watch?
Well, Halloween has always been my favorite holiday, even though I never got to participate in it. I always wanted to. And my favorite would be The Adventures of Ichabod, the Disney cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With Ichabod Crane.
Oh, yes. I love that. I love that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and the first time I dressed up for Halloween, I dressed up as the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
Nice. Very good. Any plans this year? You going to break out a costume, or are you just going to hand out pills to the mentally ill?
You know, I'm just doing the mentally ill thing. I actually attempted to get it off, but I wasn't able to get it off, so I'm stuck at work on Halloween, which is a bummer. However, it's a great time to watch scary movies. It's a win-win. There's a lot of candy out, and the women dress like sluts, so it's awesome.
It's pretty good for the women dressing like sluts thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the best holiday. You don't see that many drunken Easter sluts, but man, Halloween they come out. Well, let me give you a tip. This is this might be fun. Before you go to work, go out and find the most frightening mask you can find, the most frightening Halloween mask.
Uh-huh.
And then about midnight, just go room to room to the looniest people. Just throw open the door and go, and I bet they'll really enjoy it.
Oh, man, you'll be a great friend for job security.
Because finally, the thing that's happening inside their head will be happening in the room.
Yes.
They'll feel justified for the first time in ages. Any scary movie recommendations you can give to the Mag Nation on this special Movies About Ghouls podcast?
I have two scary movie recommendations. The first, of course, is The Adventures of Ichabod Crane. And the second is The Old Dark House from 1932.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that it's the middle of the night. It's a thunderstorm. Your car breaks down. You seek shelter in a house. And Boris Karloff lives there. That's what happens. It's fucked up.
Oh my God, that sounds like my honeymoon. I'm gonna check that out. Bo Dooley, you're the best.
Wait. I have one more thing to add.
Yes, sir.
About Halloween. I have one gripe about Halloween.
Ooh, I want to hear it. Oh, this is like when Jay Leno used to come on the Letterman show and do his beef.
Yeah, I have a...
What's Bo Dooley's beef with Halloween?
Why is Halloween the candy corn holiday?
I have a theory, and that's because I think that starting in the early 1970s, our country's candy corn farmers realized that nobody liked the stuff, but the Carter administration paid them to harvest it but not sell it. Because candy corn is a horrible, horrible treat.
Yes.
But we make 560 billion tons of it a year.
Right.
And the only chance we have to get rid of any of it is by forcing it to kids on Halloween. Kids who have a mouthful of teeth that they're already going to lose because they're baby teeth. If we gave candy corn to adults and they started losing grown-up teeth, that would be an unpardonable sin.
Right.
But forcing children to eat it is really the only thing we can do with it. And if it wasn't for Halloween, I think that within 3 years, our country would be buried 7 feet deep in candy corn.
We would be overrun, right?
Oh, yeah. It would be horrible.
Okay, but check this out. On Easter, you get chocolate bunnies. You get the Cadbury cream eggs. On Halloween, how come we don't have chocolate werewolves, chocolate vampires, and whatnot? I mean, Halloween is the candy holiday. We literally go to the store and buy candy for Halloween to give candy away. Why don't we have cool Halloween candy?
I was just at the grocery store yesterday, and I bought, I swear to God, like three like peat moss-sized bags of candy. This is the only time of year when they sell fertilizer-sized bags of candy to the public. Because, it's a candy holiday, and the candy ought to be better. I agree with you there.
All right.
I think next year, maybe we should launch our MAG brand of werewolf-shaped peanut butter cups or vampire-shaped Cadbury eggs that you break them open, and they have a big blob of red molten heart in the middle, the way those Cadbury eggs have a yolk.
Anything will be an improvement on what we have. However, that said, Halloween is up. Awesome holiday, and happy Halloween, Kent.
Happy Halloween to you, sir. All right, I'm signing off from my panic jacuzzi deep beneath my house here in the Mile High City. Look out for roving gangs of cannibals, and please, if you see any Devil's Night activity going on, report it to the authorities immediately.
Right.
And if you want to give me a bag of candy, some Percocet or Dilaudid, just stuff those in my bag. And I will see you probably around New Year's.
10-4.
All right, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Travel safely. Take care.
Sir.
All right. Goodbye to the great Bo Dooley. I hope that his... Halloween works out well. I hope that he survives without getting stabbed in the face by a mental patient who thinks that he's the devil. All right, before we get too much deeper in tonight's Movies About Ghouls podcast, as I promised, you're going to hear some of the worst Halloween music ever. You know, for my money, the worst Halloween song ever recorded is the Monster Mash. It's dumb, and you hear it every year. But... did you know that the original recording of it was so obscene it could not be played on the airwaves? Take a listen to this.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, his trousers dropped right to the floor. With his bottom bare, he ran to the door. I said, "Frankenstein, what's gotten into you?" He said, "My dick is hard and I need to screw."
He did the fuck.
He did the monster fuck.
The monster fuck.
It was a graveyard fuck.
He did the fuck.
That monster sucked and fucked.
He did the fuck.
He did the monster fuck. From my laboratory, I heard quite the racket. Deep in the castle, the vampires jacked it. The zombies all fucked in the graveyard grass. Wolfman wolfed down Frankenstein's ass. They did the monster fuck.
The monster fuck.
It was a graveyard fuck.
They did the fuck.
Those monsters sucked and they fucked.
They did the fuck.
They did the monster fuck. Oh, the beasts all fucked as the orgy spread. Bigfoot gave the headless horseman head. Swamp Thing jerked off in the castle moat. While Dracula gagged from the jizz in his throat. The fucking was wet, there was spooge-like mad. Igor decided to fuck his own dad. The mummy let out a horny moan when Medusa's bare tits turned his dick to stone.
They did the fuck.
They did the monster fuck.
The monster fuck.
It was a graveyard fuck.
They did the fuck.
Those monsters sucked and fucked.
They did the fuck.
They did the monster fuck. Oh, but Frankenstein's bride was the biggest slut.
Ooh, I think that'll be enough of that. That's some dirty, dirty Halloween fun. You know, even with the explicit lyrics, it does not make the song any better. The Monster Mash still eats shit. It's a terrible song. Ooh, it's awful. It sucks. All right, let's go back to the radio and see if I can tune somebody else in.
See what I can find on the shortwave. Hello? Hello? Come in. Come in.
Hello?
I'm reading you 5x5. Is this Christine?
Yes, it is. Ken?
Christine. Yes, this is Kent. I'm calling from my panic jacuzzi on this All Hallows Eve.
Sounds comfortable.
It's nice. It's zombie-proof, and I'm deep beneath the surface of Denver, where I no longer have to worry about Devil's Night. Do you have any Devil's Night going on in Austin?
I'm sure there are some devils out there, but I'm not partaking.
Very good. Don't set anything on fire, and don't remain in a structure that has been set fire to.
Oh.
Those are my pieces of Halloween advice.
Good. I should probably leave then, because I don't know.
Oh. So for our listeners, our fans of Mag, Christine, as you all know, is the editor of the number one source for horror movie news in North America. Is that correct?
Parts of that might be correct. I don't know if I put all those parts together in that sentence.
I'm not asking if it's the most popular or the most widely read, but it is the number one source.
Oh, absolutely. I think between the two people talking, it is the number one source. So.
I mean, There's a lot of things that are more popular than other things that does not make them more right.
That's true.
Did you know, I just found out this recently, do you know that more people watch Two and a Half Men than listen to the Mag show, the Movies About Girls show?
Oh, I did not know that. Something seems wrong with that statistic.
The Movies About Girls show is so much higher quality, and yet because you don't have to download it, people watch that thing with the two men and the fat kids.
The fat kids, yeah. Well, yeah. We know where their standards are.
Oh, there you go. So tell me, what are your plans on this All Hallows Eve? Are you going out trick-or-treating? Do you have a costume? Do you have a party to go to? What's happening?
I have not dressed up as an adult ever. I have never put on a costume.
And you're somebody who goes to horror conventions.
I am, and comic conventions and toy shows. Yeah, no.
And you mess up you do all the cosplay in your sex life, right?
It never leaves the house, so no one really.
Just don't do it for holidays.
No, nobody really knows about it. It's not like holiday specific.
I see. Well, so no trick or treating, no party,
nope,
no costume,
no nothing, no.
What do you do? What does a Christine Makepeace do on Halloween?
Well, Christine Makepeace usually works on Halloween, but if there's no work, then I am the type that would like to just put on a movie, maybe see some cute little kids come to my door, give them some candies. That's a good Halloween for me.
That sounds nice. Now, as an expert on horror films, tell me, what should we watch this year? What horror movies have come out this year? Or what's new out there that is actually worth sitting down and watching on Halloween?
Ugh, this year, I don't know. Did any horror come out this year? I don't really pay attention. Newer things that I've seen, though, It's not that new, but Beyond the Black Rainbow, it's not really horror, but it's fucking creepy, and it really unsettled me. That's a good one.
Okay.
I really liked Grave Encounters, which I don't know if you've seen that one, but a lot of people hated that movie. That scared the shit out of me.
I haven't seen it, but I believe it is on Netflix streaming at the moment, and I think you can get it, you can watch it for free if you have Netflix.
It's a, it scared the crap out of me, and it's that's tough sometimes, so.
Very good. Anything else that you can think of that's, how about this Juan of the Dead I've been hearing
about? Oh, I've heard wonderful things about that. I would like to check that out.
I've heard great things about it, but have not seen it as of yet.
I have not either. I am very much, like, let me watch this movie I've seen 95 times on Halloween, like Blair Witch Project or American Werewolf in London. It's like, oh, let's, I haven't seen this in a month, so let's take a look at that again.
Very nice. I watched last night a movie called In Absentia, which is an. I'm not sure if it's a horror movie or if it's just a public service message telling you don't go through pedestrian tunnels, because those pedestrian tunnels are full of graffiti, they smell like urine, and perhaps they're a portal to another horrible world. But I don't know if it was horror, but I really loved it. I thought it was atmospheric and great, and I'm making that a recommendation for people. With Netflix on Halloween. You want to watch something spooky? Watch In Absentia.
Well, I might take you up on that suggestion because I have heard good things about it as well.
It's very good. Mm,
well.
Yeah. Before I let you get on with your Halloween, are you you're a Walking Dead fan?
No.
No, really?
I like the books, but
you like the comics, but you're not. Did you give it a try and decided you didn't like it, or you just don't like it?
I watched the entire first season and 5 episodes of the second season.
And what's the problem with it?
I don't like the writing. I think it's way too slow, and it's kind of boring.
Yeah. There is a lot of Carl get in the house. Where the fuck's Carl? Yeah. Carl's not in the house. There's a lot of that going on.
Yes, lots of repeating themes.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to see where you stood, because I know that... that people are all abuzz about season 3. So
my mother is one of those people. So.
Well, maybe I'll try to get her on the short way.
Yeah, see if she's doing tonight. We'll see.
Right. Have a happy Halloween, Christine.
Thank you for
getting on the radio with me. Make sure you have all of your candy x-rayed. Not for razor blades, but just for tiny candy skeletons that might be in instead of candy. Yes. You don't want to eat a Tootsie Roll and find out it was actually a living Tootsie Roll at one time. All right. Have a good night.
You too, Kat. Stay safe.
Please report all Devil's Night fires to the authorities, and I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, wasn't that nice, that Christine Makepeace? She's something else. Never worn a costume in her life, and yet she goes to big costume events like Comic-Con. And just walks around in trousers and a shirt like some yokel off the bus. Hey, that's her style, man. You don't have to wear a costume if you don't want to. All right, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to add some more hot water to the jacuzzi and add some more hot whiskey to myself. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. But I want to leave you with this. Our good friend Victor Aurelius. The Whisperer in the Dark. Send us a little Halloween song, and I'm going to let you hear it now. So take it away, sir, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around a long, long year, stole many a man's soul. And I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw It was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a general's rank, when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. Ah, what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Oh, yeah. I watched with glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. And I laid traps for the troubadours who get killed before they reached Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Oh yeah. Get down, baby. We're gonna rock Halloween old style. You know, I tried to bite Keith Richards. He disintegrated right in my hands. All that white dust all over everything. Mick Jagger thought it was 1968 all over again. Pleased to meet you. Hope you'd guess my name. Oh, yeah. But what's confusing you is the nature of my game. Oh, yeah. Just as every cop is a criminal, and all the sinners, saints. As heads as tails, just call me Lucifer, 'cause I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy, and some taste. Use all your well-learned politesse, or I'll lay your soul to waste. Yeah. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Mean it. Get down. Ooh-ho. Happy Halloween. Get down. Oh, yeah. All my friends at movies about girls. Yeah, get down. Ah, yeah. Tell me, baby. What's my name? Tell me, honey. Can you guess my name? Tell me, baby. What's my name? Tell you one time, you're to blame. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess my name. Come on. I know you can't. Oh, come on, try already. You know you want to. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. What's my name?
Man, that Victor Aurelius, he's dynamite. I love that guy. He's a vampire, you know that? Lives down in the south. Seems an odd choice for a vampire. It's a very sunny part of the world. You think he'd want to live somewhere. You know, you get a lot of dark. Alaska, Iceland, Norway. I don't know. Anyway, this little Rolling Stones brought to you via Victor Aurelius. As you can probably hear, I now have my spooky bed of horror music that that automatically comes on here in my bunker when someone approaches the doorstep for candy upstairs. My spooky horror bed, it provides ominous sounds behind me at all time. And being in this echoey jacuzzi doesn't hurt either. I'm bobbing for apples here in the jacuzzi. I'd invite you to join me if there were room for more than one person. Well, I think we should go back to the radio and see if there's any survivors of Devil's Night out there. It looks like I am getting a low-frequency pulse. It looks like maybe somebody is trying to get a hold of us here at the bunker. Let's work on this. Hold on a second. Come in, Tokyo. Come in, Tokyo.
I don't can you hear me?
Is it Cherry Bomb?
It,
am I
it
receiving?
It is. I'm hearing you, man. Are you safe there in your zombie-proof bunker?
I am safe. I'm reading you 5x5. You're how is Seattle? Is it still standing after Devil's Night?
It is still standing, although despite my best efforts, it is.
And all the zombies and heroin addicts and coffee addicted people and computer nerds that rule the streets of Seattle, they have not yet knocked over the space needle into your home.
No, they haven't. Right? They haven't had the balls to venture out of Belltown yet. So that's where all the good drugs are.
Is that right?
Yes.
I go to Ballard. That's where you get the
That's where the really good drugs are. I correct myself. Belltown's where the really bad drugs are.
All right. So, happy Halloween to you.
Same to
TV.
You, sir.
Now, tell me, you are the queen of everything cool. What's the cool Halloween costume this year? What are the cool kids dressing as?
You know, I can tell you what, because obviously, since I'm the queen of cool here in Seattle, that would make Mini-Me the prince of cool.
Yeah, he is the recipient of
he
all
is,
of your cool wisdom.
That's true. So this year, he is actually going to be the Terminator.
Is that right?
He is, and he's going to wear, I have a vintage, he's going to do it up the right way too. He's got he's going to wear my old vintage leather jacket, motorcycle jacket.
Very good.
I mean, he's literally got the whole outfit together right now. So
cool.
Yeah.
And he's Terminator in cherry condition, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Not
yeah.
with half the face skinned off and the red eye showing.
We're still in a little bit of debate like that because he's a bit of a ghoul, my son.
I see. Yeah.
I might lose that battle, but it's okay.
Well, very, very nice. And are you dressing up yourself? What are you going to be?
You know, I'm on the fence about that, but for the last couple of years, I've toyed with the idea of going out as me, 1987 circa. So
oh, very nice.
I think that I could do that this year. I've got the Aquanet already, and I never did get rid of my spandex. So, you know.
It sounds like the 80s are calling. You should
are,
do it.
Yeah. All I have to do is pick up the phone, Kent.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, I searched high and low for a costume this year for my darling infant daughter.
Yes.
And I found that if you have a 17-month-old or 18-month-old, the only way to get them to wear a costume is if they don't know they're wearing a costume.
True, I know.
You just put on some kind of comfortable outfit, and they don't really get it, but everybody who looks at them goes, aha, perfect.
Yes.
I found a place in China that actually makes the 18-month-old infant size classic yellow and black Bruce Lee Game of Death Uma Thurman Kill Bill sweatsuit. So I got the yellow and black Uma Thurman Kill Bill tracksuit and a beautiful little miniature samurai sword. And I'm going to let my little baby run around and be the bride.
She's going to have no idea how cool she is, and that just makes her even cooler.
See, people have no idea.
No clue.
Well, before I let you get back to your festivities,
sure.
Since you are our resident music expert,
yes.
Can you recommend any good Halloween music for people to listen to on All Hallows Eve?
Actually,
because
I
as we've been discussing through the show,
yeah.
Most of it is just horrible.
This is true. You know, it really is.
Most of it is that monster mash kind of shit.
Yeah, a mishmash of covers and all kinds of crap like that. Actually, what we do on the blog on cherrybomb.com during the month of October is we do celebrate Halloween for the entire month. And that includes bringing up some music that is Halloween related that does not suck. So my first recommendation would be the Ronnie James Dio cover of Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare. It's a rare track, and it is just fantastic. And you can find it on this equally cool comp called Heavy Metal Halloween that came out in 2010. And then another soundtrack for your Halloween that I would recommend would be, same here on the Alice Cooper tip, the 1999 Cooper Trib, Humanary Stew, a tribute to Alice Cooper. The other one that I would throw out there for your consideration was a new one on me, was Ministry's record, Every Day is Halloween, the anthology.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's a good one. It's got some really oddball covers on it, but so definitely some good Halloween rock for your head. So
for your Alan Jorgensen.
Exactly. I can't recommend their cover of Amy Winehouse's Rehab, but maybe you play that the next day and you can get on the wagon.
That's an All Saints Day song.
Sure.
That's November 1st
yes.
song. All right. Well, I am going to sign off from my my panic jacuzzi here in the bunker beneath my home, and if roving gangs of candy troubled youngsters attack your house, I wish you all the best, and I will see you in the next world if that's what it takes. All right, Cherry Bomb.
Happy Halloween.
Be safe, and please report any Devil's Night fires or criminal activity. All right.
First to know.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Oh, that Cherry Bomb. She's something else. She's she's Seattle's queen of cool. But actually, I think she could be the queen of cool in any major metropolitan city. That's how cool she is. All right. Well, we're going to continue the show in just a moment. But let's take a break and hear a song. We were just talking about great music. Here's a great one for you to check out. This is Mr. Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster from the Munsters, with a little song called Whatever Happened to Eddie. Eddie Munster, that Butch Patrick, he was no good. That's a terrible song. I'm sorry. You know, if you ever watch old episodes of the Munsters, you'd be shocked to see
Butch Patrick was terrible even on the Munsters. He was awful as Eddie Munster, and he was like 7. You know, I don't like to say bad things about kids, especially kids in the difficult industry that we call show business, but I will say this about Butch Patrick. Fuck him. Fuck that little twerp. He was no good. Never any good. Happy Halloween. Didn't mean to get off on an anti-Eddie Munster jag there. You know, it's been lovely tonight here in my survival duplex, just thinking about all the good times we've had on the Movies About Girls show and all the friends we've made. There are people we talk to every week, like our own Cherry Bomb. And then there's others who we've had to say goodbye to over the years, people we have warm memories of, like the Rose of England, Gorgor Girl. She was our dear British correspondent who used to put us all in our place and tell us all kinds of smart, brainy stuff. And she got us all hooked on porn. I'll tell you, none of us liked porn until we met her, and now we can't get enough of it. It's fun to watch with your pants off. It's good stuff. Try porn. I'm going to get on the old shortwave here and see if I can get a hold of Gorgor Girl in her fortress of southern solitude, where she has retired to be a doctor and watch porn. Let's see. Hello, Gorgor Girl. Hello. This is Kent in the zombie bunker.
Hello.
Do you read
me? I'm reading you.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, very good. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I take it that you're safe and sound wherever you are?
I am safe.
You've not been overrun by the undead?
No, not yet, no.
Good. What are your big Halloween plans, Gorgor?
Trying to persuade Mr. Gorgor to dress up.
I see. And do you have a costume selected for yourself this year?
I was going to go as Dolly Parton, and I was going to try and make him go as Kenny Rogers.
I see.
Because he has a beard, so,
right.
You know. And someone has a beard. And
he's not buying it?
No, that was like 4 years ago that he agreed to do that. And then now he bought a horse head mask. So I thought maybe I could persuade him. Whoever that woman is that went riding on a horse naked, I thought I could, you know.
Lady Godiva.
Yeah, Lady Godiva. I was going to go as Lady Godiva. He said he didn't want to wear a mask. So now I'm going to try and persuade him to go as a Chab.
Maybe he didn't want you to go out in public naked in front of a wig.
Well, it's because I have like, his buddy suit. And
he's like, I'm dressed as a horse, but you're going to be wearing a long blonde wig and nothing else. And that makes me mad.
Like I thought, it would actually ironically keep me warm. Because I
That's
have a
full
body suit, right?
Indeed. You have a spirit of adventure about Halloween, and I admire that. I think you have told me that you've had some Halloween adventures in the past. Like, didn't you get run over, your home get run over by a car or something?
I did. This is my friend's favorite Halloween story, but it also doesn't have an ending. So it's going to be one of those awkward stories that...
I'll come up with an ending.
And it helps if you've seen Candyman. Have you
seen... If I've seen...
Candyman, the movie?
Oh, I have, yeah. Candyman. Please don't say his name a third time. I am facing a mirror here in my panic room.
So that might be a mirror.
Yeah.
I was living in a duplex, which had, like, it was made of wood. Down here, we don't have anything other than wood to make our houses. So,
right.
We were all sat hanging out, and to give it some context, I was dressed as K-Fed, which Jeff Crazy, I know, thought that was a guy. My picture of me in costume.
Oh, yeah, there used to be a picture of Gorgor Girl that when we talked on Skype, we would see a picture of her dressed as a really frightening-looking Kevin Federline mistreating a baby. And
exactly. It was that night. Jeff Crazy.
Very
I remember
good.
Jeff Crazy asking, who's the dude? And I felt so proud of my... So it was me and my friend dressed as Britney and like a few other people. I think Mr. Gorgor was dressed as a rapper or something. And we were just hanging out and there was this big like bump and then another bump and it felt like something was coming through the wall. And I got freaked out because there's a scene in Candyman where they're talking to that woman in the projects, and she's like talking about a phone call where somebody was calling the police and something was coming through the wall. Basically, Candyman like burrowed through the wall and killed everybody. So I got genuinely scared. We sat there for a long time waiting to see what was going to happen, and the door was unlocked. And this like caveman and a man dressed as a baby came tumbling through, through our door.
No, this was an adult man dressed as a baby, and an actual caveman, not a man dressed as a caveman.
He had an
actual defrosted caveman.
It was like a Captain Caveman.
Very good.
So they came tumbling through. I don't know what they were on, but they were driving one of those massive Cadillacs. And we're unable to do a three-point turn, and I've driven a hole over and over and over again, gradually through our wall into our living room.
They had smashed into your house with a Cadillac.
Easily. Yeah. It took a while.
Neither a baby nor a caveman should be driving a car, because neither of them have the wits to do that. Were they also intoxicated, as far as you could tell?
Yeah, heavily so. They hung out. For a while, they left their car in that roadway in our wall, and we all hung out. It was nice.
I think if I was in an accident like that and I was dressed as an adult baby, people like came out and discovered that I had driven my car into their house, I would just fall down on the ground and cry. I'd pretend to cry, and they would say, "Oh, it's just a baby," and that way you wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah. I think something did happen and I can't remember it.
So when Captain Caveman did the El Kabong on your house, was there a lot of damage? Did you have to repair the place?
No. That area was not somewhere that got repaired very much. In fact, when we called the people who owned the property across from us that gutter punks were living in, and they were like pooping everywhere. We called the property people and were kind of like, because it was kind of scary, like somebody was like living in my car one night, there was just stuff everywhere. So I was kind of like, this is a little scary for me. So instead of just removing the people, they bulldozed the entire forest area flat to the ground. That's how little they cared about the area. So no one fixed the wall.
Now, I know that if we have new listeners who listen to this, you're probably hearing Gorgor Girl describe this hell on earth scenario of where she used to live in this duplex, and you're smugly thinking, "Oh, England is so gross. We have it so much better in America."
Yeah.
She's talking about the American South, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
This happened in the American South, and this was there was not a devastating hurricane going on. This was just day-to-day living.
This is day-to-day living. Yeah, I moved out of that area. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Now I live in a very white suburban area, but like I've had the cops called on me twice since I've moved here, and I never did when I was in that scummy area.
Well, that's because you dress up like a caveman and drive your car into people's houses.
Because I have my house, actually. I'm the rent.
Oh, man. I wanted to ask you, while I have you on the radio, maybe I know that you don't do many of these recommendations for us anymore since you are semi-retired from the show. But if people are settling down to watch some Halloween porn, can you suggest a single title?
Mm-hmm. Do I want people to have a good night or a bad night?
A good night. You're a good person.
Yeah, but sometimes,
it could be it could be scary and off-putting and unsettling, if you want to go that way.
Okay, I'm going to go with scary, off-putting, and unsettling, and recommend Through the Looking Glass, directed by Jonas Middleton, 1976.
Jonas Middleton.
Yes.
Through the Looking Glass. And I'm going to recommend that reboot of The Devil and Miss Jones that the Dark Brothers did in the mid-'80s.
So part three?
Yeah, any of those three parts. Any of the ones with what was her name, Lois Aries?
Yeah, part four is on my top five worst porn movies ever made. Part three is one of the best.
Yeah, I say you can't lose with two or three, part two or part three. Those Dark Brothers, they were onto something for like 2 years.
Pichard, I have to correct you on that.
What's that?
Part two is directed by Henri Pichard.
Oh, is that right?
Part three and four with Dark Brothers.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Obviously, that's the Dark Brothers. I thought it was, I thought they had just picked up the franchise and rebooted it like they do these days. I thought they started back at number one. I'm recommending the first two Dark Brothers Devil and Miss Jones movies.
Yeah.
Which I've been told are part three and four.
They are. Part three is a new beginning, I believe.
There you go. Well, I hope that you can persuade Mr. Gorgo Girl to put on his horse head or do something. And I hope that you guys make it through Devil Night without any fires and don't get your brains scooped out of your heads by zombies.
Thanks a lot.
And I hope we'll see you alive in the future. All right?
Okay.
Happy Halloween, Gorgo Girl.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I miss you.
She misses you. Isn't that sweet?
Not
all right.
You.
Now go pass out some candy corn.
Thanks.
And I will talk to you very soon.
Bye.
All right. Take care.
That was exciting, wasn't it? That was Gorgor Girl. Back from the dead. Hoo-hoo-hoo. On All Hallows Eve. All right. You know what time it is. It's time for some more shitty Halloween music. Hope you enjoy it. This is the Jay Giles Band with the theme from Fright Night. Plenty enough of that. That's enough. Fright Night by the Jay Giles Band. Ugh. Oh, Why is Halloween music so bad? Why?
All right, I'm going to try to tune in there.
I'm on a fun stream for you.
Come in Canada. Canada.
Ken? Ken, is that you? This is Canada.
Holly.
Hey.
This is, I'm so glad I got a hold of you.
I know. Happy Halloween, man.
Well, thank you very much. Things are still standing here in the United States,
excellent,
as far as I know, from the confines of my zombie-proof panic jacuzzi. I believe that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that in Canada you celebrate Thanksgiving sometime in September. Is that correct?
It's in October, but yes.
Okay, so that's your Thanksgiving. And so I assume that Halloween must fall sometime on like the 4th of July or the 24th of December, something like that.
We celebrate that actually on December 25th here in Canada.
Yeah, December 25th, which is the you all gather around the jack-o'-lantern and stuff your stockings.
We sing Halloween carols. Yep.
Nice. is there a difference as far as you know between American Halloween and Canadian Halloween?
Not that I know of, except we do out in the prairies, instead of saying trick or treat when you go to someone's house, you sing Halloween apples. Do you guys ever do that?
I've never heard of such a thing in my entire life.
Apples you sing instead. Yep.
And this is in the prairie.
I think because they can't grow apples out there, so it's a really big deal for them to get some. So maybe that's why they have candy coming out their asses. But apples,
sure, oh,
apples,
yeah,
are,
I mean,
short.
So Saskatoon, Saskatchewan is just it's disgusting with candy.
Exactly.
You can't turn anywhere without someone handing you a Tootsie Roll or a lollipop.
That's exactly it, Kent. You've clearly been there.
But apples, oh, you never see those there.
I do.
And a lot more kids dress as hockey players. I assume that that's a thing.
Yeah, we also like to dress up as Johnny McDonald. Is a classic Halloween costume as well.
Who is Johnny McDonald?
He was the first Prime Minister of Canada. Always classic.
I see. Yeah, when was that? That was sometime in the 70s that you guys had your first Prime
1972,
Minister?
1972, yes. 1972.
I see.
Canada was born.
A big thing here in the United States is that you... if you're a girl, you find any occupation and you dress up as the sexy version of that.
Yes, the slut version.
You could be the sexy dental hygienist, or yeah, the slutty Department of Motor Vehicles worker, or whatever.
Exactly.
Now I assume that since it's colder up there, you probably aren't exposing quite as much skin. How do you manage to do the sexy Halloween costume in the Great White North?
Well, we still wear them. We just go out with our parkas on, and when you get to wherever you need to go, then you take off your mukluks and your parkas, and then you're ready to, you know, be your sexy hamburger or your sexy piece of roast chicken, or, you know, whatever it is.
Sexy Johnny McDonald.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Your sexy Halloween apples.
That is a classic one. It's been, you know, it's becoming more popular lately, the sexy Halloween apples.
Look at me, I'm sexy Wayne Gretzky.
Exactly, Kent.
Very good.
Or a Canadian at heart.
Do you have is there any mischief making up there? Now here, like we used to have a city here in the United States called Detroit. It's no longer there, but they would do a thing on the night before Halloween, where they would burn down whatever remaining structures existed in their town. And they called it Devil's Night.
Right.
The devil actually sued them at one point because he did not want to be involved
with Detroit in any way.
Such shitty behavior. So do they do anything in Canada? Is there mischief making? Do you toilet paper people's houses or soap windows or anything like that?
I have never done that, but yes, we do have Devil's Night up here. Actually, a tradition in my town is to go to, which is what I'm doing on Halloween night after I hand out candy, because that's my favorite part, is we're going to go see a band called the Matadors play. They're a psychobilly kind of band.
Sure.
Horrorbilly, I guess, is what it's called. And they soak the audience in all kinds of shit, sort of guarish.
I see.
So that's what I'm up to.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. And this is in London, Ontario. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And I'm going to give your street address here.
If that's okay. Yeah, it's 666. No.
Mockingbird Lane. Hey, have a happy Halloween,
you
Holly.
Too,
thank
Ken.
You so much. Please report any fires to the fire marshal or whatever you have up there.
The post office. The post office takes care of that stuff.
Report any Devil's Night fires to the post office.
We'll do.
And I hope we will see you on the other side of Halloween.
Exactly. Watch out for those zombies, baby.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye. Take care of yourself. Thanks again.
Bye, Kent.
Oh, hey, and speaking of terrible Halloween music, here's Elvira with the Monster Rap.
Named Frankenstein in a torn up Armani looking mighty fine. I mean the brother was smoking, literally sewn up with a needle and thread, put together with parts from the dead. Something put his nuts on the side of his head. What in the world were they thinking? Dracula is afraid of life. He only comes out of his coffin at night, slips out to have him a bite out of somebody's neck baddies. He's a vampire, vampire bat, sucking on blood, it's low and fat. Except I don't know if he should really be doing that. I mean, I hope he practices safe socks.
Monster rap, everybody snap, everybody groove, everybody clap. Monster rap, everybody snap, everybody move, everybody clap.
Wolfman howling at the moon, hairy guys just make me swoon. Sprays his hair with Bedal Sassoon. What? You mean that's a weed?
Can't see the invisible man. Can't see his invisible tan. Can't see his invisible hand.
Ow! Who goosed me?
Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody groove. Everybody clap. Monster rap. Everybody snap. Everybody move. Everybody clap.
Lugosi and Poltergeist, Peter Cushing, Christopher Lee, and the Adams Family, Pyramid Power of the Mummy, aliens bursting from your tummy, there are monsters that I love, Freddy Krueger gives good glow, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Christine is the baddest ride, Roger Corman, Barbara Steele, Killer Tomatoes have appeal, Hannibal Lecter, sick and mean, eat your heart with fava beans, Chucky's just a living doll, the 50-foot woman is awfully tall, so's the amazing colossal man, Gamera, Mothra, and Rodan, Godzilla tears up Tokyo, while the Phantom of the Opera steals the show, the Blob, the Fly, and the Thing, Edgar Allan Poe and Stephen King, Jason in a hockey mask, zombies, freaks, and maniacs, they're the monsters I adore, full of blood and guts and gore, they make me wanna scream and holler, more and more and more and more!
Monster rap, everybody's now, everybody.
Door.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hey, look at that. What are you doing in my zombie-proof bunker?
I haven't heard from you for a while. You know.
Everybody, this is Haley. She's a photographer and a blogger and one of Denver's experts on terrible, terrible horror movies. And here she is in my panic jacuzzi deep beneath the streets of Denver, Colorado. How are you, Haley?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. How's it going up there on Halloween?
Yeah. We maybe just shouldn't talk about it. There's a lot of barking dogs. My anxiety's at high, I think.
I see. What are you going to do on this All Hallows Eve? You going to watch some movies?
Oh, probably, yeah.
Have you got any terrible movie recommendations for us for this Halloween?
Let's see. Birdemic, of course. Everyone should probably watch that.
Birdemic, shock and horror.
Oh, yes.
Directed by James Nguyen, I believe, is how you pronounce that Vietnamese last name.
Is that it?
N-G-Y-U-E-J, I don't know, Win, I believe. I think, yeah, it's needlessly complicated, these Vietnamese spellings. You know that that noodle soup? That stuff's called pho, and they spell it pho. Those guys, I don't know. Those Vietnamese, they're getting back at us for something. Anything else you plan to, anything you've seen lately or can recommend?
No, I've been on a trauma kick lately, so probably Tromeo and Juliet and Poltergeist.
Yeah, I think Poltergeist is probably available on Netflix streaming for people who have it. Yeah, Tromeo and Juliet, I don't think is, but it does feature a topless Jean Jensen, so that's worth checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a music career for about 2 minutes at the beginning of the 90s. Yeah, it's she had, I think her album was called Comic Book Whore by Jane Jensen. And, yeah, she did that one album and that one movie. And now I think she's selling dildos on cable television or something. But, yeah, Jane Jensen.
Oh, that album name probably got her a lot of respect.
Yeah, indeed. When you call your album Comic Book Whore, people clamor to your side. I'm going to let you get back up there for the trick-or-treaters.
Oh, great.
Anything else you can tell us? Any Halloween advice? Anything we should do if we see any fires or Devil's Night activity?
Probably just join in. They'll be less likely to kill you if they think you're one of them.
That is excellent advice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck up there on the streets, and thank you for dropping by the bunker.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. That was Haley, folks. Good night, Haley.
Good night.
Well, that was nice. Nice of her to drop by. That was Haley. You know, if you want to check out some Halloween movies, I got a couple suggestions. I delved back into the golden age of the slasher movie, 1981. And I found two movies from 1981. Number one is The Burning. This is an amazing movie. Not only was it the first Miramax movie, the first movie that Bob and Harvey Weinstein put together, it's also the first movie starring Jason Alexander, you know, George Costanza from Seinfeld, only he's young and has a full head of hair, and he's buff. He's like a young jock, but he still talks exactly like George Costanza. His first movie, Holly Hunter, it was her first movie. Fisher Stevens, who you all love from Short Circuit as the foreign dude, although he was not foreign. It's pretty amazing, and it's based on the legend of Cropsey. Cropsey, the East Coast campfire story about the maniac who kills kids in the woods. And it's called The Burning. Tom Savini did the effects, and it's a pretty good slasher movie for what it is. All filmed on location in the hills and valleys of western New York. And I also watched a movie called Bloody Birthday from 1981. And this movie is about three little kids who were all born on the same day and for some reason were born just as complete psychopaths. And so you get to watch these 3 9-year-olds wander around their neighborhood killing their friends and their teachers and anybody who gets in their way of celebrating their birthday. And it's pretty good. And it features Julie Brown, yeah, from MTV. Not downtown Julie Brown, but Just Say Julie, Julie Brown. The redhead, the hottest little henna head on MTV, they used to call her. It features her dancing around with no clothes on for a long, long time. Just really crazy, gratuitous film of her naked boobs. So if you ever wanted to see Julie Brown without her kit on, Bloody Birthday, 1981. What a time that was. It's a magical time. Hey, I just got a text message that there's a house two blocks from here where they're giving out full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. So I'm going to have to get my costume on and brave the streets because I'm not passing up free candy. That's going to do it for my Movies About Ghouls Halloween special. Thank you guys for joining me here in the bunker. And I also want to give a big thanks to the great Bo Dooley for talking to me, and to Cherry Bomb, Seattle's Queen of Cool, Christine Makepeace, whose magazine Paracinema is awesome, and you should subscribe. The great but not late Gorgor Girl, thank you so much for taking time from your from being a doctor or whatever it is you do to talk to me. So nice to hear from you again. The number two ranking Canadian, Holly, thank you for getting on the horn from London, Ontario. I want to thank my friend Haley Carnifix for stopping by and telling me that there still is life up on the planet surface. As always, a big thanks to Ken and Stacy at Atomic Grape Studios in Cambridge, Massachusetts, who make this whole show possible, who make the Movies About Girls show happen. They're something else. I want to also give a thank you to our own Jeff Crazy, the crazy Canadian car salesman Jeff Crazy, who helped curate the terrible music for this episode. He was very, very helpful, and he would have appeared on the show, but I finished doing it before his mom left town. I don't know, it's a weird story. We'll have to ask him about it on an upcoming episode of Movies About Girls. Well, our goodbye song tonight, I've played so much bad Halloween music, I'm going to leave you with a good Halloween song. This is by a buddy of mine's band out of New York. The band is called Hunchback, and the song is called Respect for the Dead. And it is it's a tribute to Miss Galen Ross. Galen Ross, who you remember? She was the blonde chick from Dawn of the Dead, from the George Romero Dawn of the Dead. Miss Galen Ross. This song is for all of you guys out in Mag Nation, and it's for you too, Galen Ross. Happy Halloween. X-ray your candy. And I'll talk to you very soon. This is Kent in the bunker, signing off.
Galen Ross is dying. You can save her. You just have to put your paycheck in the water. Put it in a bottle. Put it in the ocean. Then it can reach Galen on her private island. It's where she's been staying, because there's different air there, and it helps her breathe in spite of her disease. And if she gets the money, she can pay the doctors, and they can begin to cut out all the cancers. Ones that have been growing in her slender body, just like little babies that think just of money. Because Galen Ross is dying, please let's save her. We can. Galen Ross is dying, please let's save her. We can.